You're listening to SBS News.
Ash Barty's impressive start to 2019 continued with a straight sets triumph in the Miami Open. Barty overcame Czech world number 7 Karolina Pliskova to claim her most significant WTA title. The victory will see her rise to world number 9.
There are zero expectations. I think it's all it is it's an opportunity for me to continue to try and get better every day and to enjoy the journey that we're on.
An AFLW record crowd packed into the Adelaide Oval to witness the 2019 Grand Final. The Adelaide Crows continued their dominant season with a 45-point win over the Carlton Blues.
The Adelaide Crows are AFLW premiers for the second time.
Co-captain Erin Phillips was named best on ground despite suffering a serious knee injury in the game's third quarter. She spoke of the thrill of playing before such a large crowd.
Playing in front of this crowd is, you know, means so much to us, and it's amazing for women's footy. It's just incredible. So thank you so much.
In cricket, Australia claimed a 7th straight victory in the 4th game of its one-day international series against Pakistan. All-rounder Glenn Maxwell starred with his innings of 98. Australian coach Justin Langer praised Maxwell's skills, saying he has the talent to eventually match Indian superstar Virat Kohli.
Virat Kohli, right, who's an extraordinarily talented player who averages 60 in one-day international cricket. He is a great player. At the moment, in 100 or 99 games, Maxi averages 32 or 33. He can be Virat Kohli. He has got the talent.
On Sunday, Victoria claimed its 32nd Sheffield Shield title, defeating New South Wales by 177 runs inside 4 days. Chasing 388 in their second innings, New South Wales were all out for just 210.
Full toss in the air. Will it be taken? It certainly will be.
In the English Premier League, Manchester City returned to the top of the league ladder with their win over Fulham, while Huddersfield lost its 24th match of the season to Crystal Palace, ensuring it will be relegated to the English Championship next season. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer celebrated his first game as permanent manager of Manchester United with a victory over Watford. Leicester, Burnley, Brighton and Everton were also winners over the weekend. A number of leading Premier League managers have vowed to take their players off the field in the event of future racial incidents, following several instances of player abuse in recent league and international matches. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola spoke about the need for stronger action to combat racism in the game.
Football is a strong weapon. Not nice words to say, it's a strong, you know, weapon to defend the principles of humanity.
Round 23 of the A-League saw Sydney FC claim a 3-1 win over Brisbane Roar and the Wellington Phoenix defeat Newcastle Jets 4-1. On Saturday, Western Sydney Wanderers and Melbourne Victory were big winners, while Adelaide United defeated Central Coast Mariners on Sunday afternoon. In the NRL on Friday night, the Parramatta Eels' unbeaten start to the season came to an end against reigning premiers the Sydney Roosters, while the Canberra Raiders defeated the Newcastle Knights. On Saturday, the Manly Sea Eagles travelled to Christchurch to play the New Zealand Warriors, the first professional sporting match to take place in the city since the terrorist attack on the 15th of March.
And please, ladies and gentlemen, stand for a moment's silence.
On the field, Manly proved too strong, taking out the match 46-12. On Sunday, the Canterbury Bulldogs claimed their first win of the season, defeating the West Tigers, while the South Sydney Rabbitohs' unbeaten start to the season under new coach Wayne Bennett continued with a narrow victory over the Gold Coast Titans. In the AFL on Friday, the Adelaide Crows continued Sydney Swans' winless start to the year with their victory at the Sydney Cricket Ground. In other matches over the weekend, Port Adelaide, St Kilda, Geelong, the West Coast Eagles, Brisbane Lions, Western Bulldogs and Gold Coast Suns were also victorious. Finally, in Super Rugby, the Melbourne Rebels were too strong for the Queensland Reds on Saturday, while the New South Wales Waratahs suffered a shock loss to Japanese franchise the Sunwolves on Friday night.
And out the back it goes, and Parker sends it into the crowd, and have a look at the celebrations. And historic victory for the Sunwolves, their first ever on Australian soil, 31 points to 29.
Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.